And once again, this is The Blob, along with my co-host, King Cow. And you're here for another edition of Vinyl Rhetoric.
Welcome.
Welcome to Vinyl Rhetoric. I'm your host, The Blob, Robert Q. And our second host.
You can call me guest.
Nah,
guest
you're not
host.
A guest. You're not a guest.
Okay, go ahead.
And this is His Eminence King Cow.
Peace.
He loves you.
I do.
He's infatuated with this audience.
I am. In our last show, you sent me some pictures, so thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Not you. Don't. I got this message from some. I gotta find this some listener. This is our listeners at their finest. Hey, F you. That's the first line. Hey, F you. Greatest hits are albums. Just ask the labels. Dick. It, all in caps. And this is in caps too. No greatest hits for King Cow or Blob. And I wrote back, wow, what vitriol. LOL. And then I get this. I was laughing during that part though. Smile emoji. So I don't know what album this guy was listening to, but I'm assuming it's a guy. But it could be a girl.
Yeah.
But when you see Dick in all caps.
Yeah.
I mean,
was there an exclamation mark?
No, it was just Dick. Okay. Just plain Dick. It was by itself, but it was all in caps, so it was like it was extra big, extra hard. I don't know what he was trying to, but he could have just been calling us Dick, or he could have been saying I don't know. Hey, you know, or it could have been a girl again, as I said.
Right.
But I just I let it roll off me.
Take everything with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
That's why my ankles are swollen.
Yeah, and that's why my... Never mind.
Were you going to say genitalia?
Well, I thought that's where this was going. And then you went to some other region, and I didn't want to go to this... I couldn't go... I have to stay away from that part.
Okay.
I have to. I mean, it is...
I can relate.
It's fun to play with.
Yeah.
And talk about.
For short-term periods of time.
And, you know, hey, you want to play peekaboo? So I'm a pleaser. I try to please. I give and I give and I give. This is a show for me. I give and I give and I give. I'm just telling you. I give till I can give no more.
So you're a very charitable individual.
I'm trying to be.
So you're a philanthropist.
Yeah, well, I'm a good linguist. Sometimes cunning, sometimes not.
I like linguine.
I had linguine and clams last night.
Did you?
I did, 1 pound of clams.
Wow, you eat a pound of clams.
Yeah, but I think the pound is the weight of the shell and the meat inside. So it's not like they de-shelled these clams and said, so I already knew that going in, that my pound wasn't going to be a pound of meat.
Right.
Okay. I mean, I know what it's like. That's a pound hard. Of meat? Have you ever pounded meat?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so.
I have.
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
So, like a pound of clam meat. Have you ever had a pound of, have you had clam meat?
I like clam chowder, but I don't like clams.
Oh, I like bearded clam. I like to pound clam, a pound of clam. It was great.
Okay.
And then the linguine was really juicy. I mean, it was a lot of liquid.
A lot of liquid.
It was at the bottom.
Right. That's where it stays.
And
usually.
Then I sopped some of it up.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. I did.
And what was the medium that you chose to use
bread.
For the sopping?
Bread. We'll gotcha. Call it bread.
Okay.
I tried to use a straw, but that didn't work. Excuse me, can I get a straw here, please? And I got slapped. I mean, almost. No. They just said no. No straw.
Right.
No straw for you.
I went to dinner with somebody the other night that has a
straw fetish.
Yeah, they actually have a carrying case for their straw.
Well, they bring their own straw?
They bring their own straw, yeah.
Okay, that's not normal.
Well, it's becoming more normal.
Why? Because California's outlawed straws? You have to ask for straws?
I think so.
That's that California. I will be... Listeners that live in other states, talk to me because I want to get out of this godforsaken state. Quickly.
You know, I'm going to make a short trip out to your brother's place.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Because you know what he told me?
Yes, he did. I know what he told you.
So?
He said, bring Blob and his wife.
Yeah.
You and your wife should come to my place, and we can just sit in the garage and shoot the breeze.
The look on his face was priceless, I guess, the first time he
did that. He said
she was taking it.
I know, I saw.
And you've seen the video.
I've seen a couple.
He goes, I couldn't help it. He said, I turned around with the camera like this.
Yeah, he did.
I was like.
Yeah, he said you look good, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
And he hasn't seen you. The only thing he knows is he was at my house when you went to the hospital for, I'm doing air quotes, double pneumonia. Which is not what you had.
Right, but...
And I said, my words to him was, yeah, our show's not going on for much longer.
And look where we are.
No, so that's all he knows. He hasn't seen... I don't think
he hasn't seen me or nothing.
Yeah, but, so yeah. So when he saw you, he told me later, he goes, Blob looked good. I go, yeah, I guess after he talked to you in the sanctuary, when we drove home, he said or when we were walking to the car. Excuse me.
It was good to see him.
Yeah, so.
I know he does a lot of traveling right now.
Yeah.
You know, back and forth, so.
Yep. His son just brought a motorcycle.
Oh, is that the one who was parked out front?
Yep. Yeah.
Which son is that?
That would be his third.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
Aaron.
He's got quite the family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what's new with you?
I don't think a whole lot. I mean, you know, now I gotta plan a trip up to his place.
Yeah.
You know, you want to? You interested in going?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm like
both my daughters have been there.
Oh okay.
I haven't.
Oh, you've never been there?
No. I haven't had time.
Right. Yeah.
So both of them have spent at least one night there, but probably more, because they, you know, they're going somewhere and they, oh, you know what? Can I spend the night? Yeah. So, well, I know one brought her dog, and my brother was in my house and saw what the dog's done to the door frame in the outside.
Yeah.
And said, oh, did your daughter's dog do this too?
Yeah.
I laughed. I said, yeah, yeah. She's gotten better, but the damage is done.
Oh, yeah. Almost definitely my back door is like.
Yeah, my daughter's dog is like a moose. I don't know if you saw her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's like solid. She had, one of the funniest things is one of the little daycare kids was there, and this is one that he's 5, I think, at the time, pretty close, but he's small for his age, and the dog came up to him and just sprinted up to him and then kind of jumped up and he hit him in the chest and knocked him backwards like
WWE.
Oh yeah. I didn't see it. I was told that by both my wife and daughter.
All right.
And fortunately, he's the one kid that can take it, and that she watched the mom and the mom's sister. So now she's watching the kid of the mom.
Yes.
So it's been, we've known him for a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while. Very long while.
Oh my gosh, when I heard it, they were telling me. And then they were like, I'm like, was he okay? Yeah, at first I think he was a little shocked, and then he started laughing. Okay.
Yeah, my oldest boy just got a new pup.
Yeah, I was told his wife was pregnant. I saw a picture. Somebody showed me a picture.
Of the little blue pit.
Yeah. Somebody showed me a picture of the party, I think. Okay. Maybe my daughter showed me a picture.
Yeah, probably.
And I said, oh, cool.
Yeah, it's a nice dog.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen it in person, but
well,
I have photos, and I have.
Yeah, I have photos too.
Yeah.
VinylRhetoric@gmail.com if you want to see them.
Sicko.
Thank you. I'll be here all night.
Tip your waitress well.
Oh, I'll give her a tip.
Did you keep saying how?
Okay, well, I'm talking about some other tip. You know,
you mean like,
put your keys between your fingers when you walk to your car. What were you thinking? You always go to the bad place.
I was thinking you were going to give a nice tip.
I do that too.
Okay.
It's small, but it's nice. Thank you. I'm kind of excited to hear this music.
Are you really?
I am.
Okay.
I'm
not sure if I am.
I know you've heard it.
Oh yeah, I'm sure I have.
No, I know you've heard it. You probably won't like it because it was popular.
Yeah, I don't like popular stuff.
I know. I figure that out. That if
it's not Southern rock, man, I'm gonna go in the other room.
Okay, I don't care.
Okay.
Then I guess I'll do the rest of the show by myself.
Yeah, we'll see how that turns out.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay.
So you want to hear the first song?
I do.
I tell you the name, but that'll give it away.
The name of the song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Whatever.
Here we go. First song.
Freeze frame! I can see where the rough
Do you know who that was? Who?
Jay Giles.
No. The Jay Giles Band. I love this album.
It's a good album, yeah.
I don't know if you'd heard it.
Yeah.
I didn't think you would like it because Freeze Frame was a big hit. Centerfold's a big hit.
Kind of like, you know, yeah, it's good. It's a good album.
I love Freeze Frame. So Centerfold's the first song we heard on this album, I believe.
Okay.
But Freeze Frame, when I heard that one, I probably already had the album by that time.
Okay.
But when I heard, I'm like, I dig this song. I played this side a lot.
I bet you did.
I like Jay Giles. Love Stinks.
It's in my collection.
Love Stinks or just Jay Giles?
Jay Giles is in my collection. But I haven't run across it. I don't know why.
Yeah, I have a couple albums. Because
I could have played this.
Really? You have Freeze Frame?
I think so.
Oh. Well,
here. When I say I think so, I mean, I say I think so because I know I had it. Now, did it get left somewhere or...
Well, that was a cool album cover.
Yes, it was.
It's like a dude, some weird, twisted Art Deco.
Yeah, it was very strange. It was kind of like a...
Potato Head psychiatrist.
Jackson Pollock chess set.
Okay. It just was weird.
Yeah.
But I like, and then the backside, they're all in painters outfits.
Yeah.
The Seth Justman keyboards and vocals. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He wrote 5 of the songs, and then Peter Wolf and him wrote the other 4. And Peter Wolf is a singer, which I have. Peter Wolf put a solo album out, which I have that. It came out right after that. And then you can see here's the inner sleeve. It's got all the words on there. So that song, the horns are cool. The keyboards, the guitar. I like the lyrics. Yeah, that song is like one of those songs that I dig that song. So when I found, I was like, oh, what do I want to, I was looking for stuff to record. And I grabbed this and I said, I'm playing that next. But I have like 5, 6 other things that I recorded.
Right.
That 4 or 5 of them I'm excited about playing, and the other one is like, I just know you're not gonna like it. I like a couple songs, but really? I know you're not. Yeah, I don't think you'll like it. But there's 2 songs that I like on it.
Got it. Okay.
But I like Jay Giles' sound.
It was an interesting sound at the time, I thought.
Love Stinks. Love Stinks.
No.
Love Stinks.
Centerfold and stuff like that. So, yeah. What am I trying to say?
Okay, so what Peter Wolf
is... I'm trying to say that it didn't, you know, really...
Yeah, I knew you wouldn't like it because you don't like good guitar player like Jay Giles.
But I like the group in a whole.
Okay, Peter Wolf is vocals. Seth Justman, keyboards and vocals. Magic Dick, harmonica and sax. Jay Giles, guitars. Daniel Klein, bass and flex bass. And Steven Vlad, drums and vocals.
Steven Vlad, the
Impaler? Vlad.
Vlad the Impaler.
No, Vlad.
Vlad the Impaler.
B-L-A-D-D, Vlad. You're Vlad.
You're such a Vlad boy.
I think it might be an I. Maybe it is. No, it's Vlad. Vlad.
I'm Vlad. Vlad the Impaler.
And it might be Stefan, not Steven.
Stefan.
Yeah, but like so I like the thing I liked about that song is if you listen to it, you can hear cameras clicking and shuttering
and
and
apertures rotating.
Yeah.
And f-stops.
Please go on. Go on, Mr. Photographer.
F stops effing.
So, like I said, I knew you wouldn't like it because it was popular. I think that song, Freeze Frame, I believe went to number 4 in the U.S. Centerfold went to number 1. And, yeah, the album was released. Oh, it was, I didn't know this, but I forgot. It was the last one to feature original vocalist Peter Wolf. So he leaves and he does a solo album right after, like a year after. Because I liked his voice from Jake Isles, I snagged that. And it's all right album. But it was released October 26, 1981. It reached number 1 in the U.S. in February of 82. Stayed there for 4 weeks. And Flamethrower. She's a flame. It's on the backside. We won't hear that one. So I guess I heard both sides a lot, because I remember they have some interesting sounds. If you listen to their, if you actually listen to the music instead of what you do, you'll hear that there's some interesting sounds in there, and the band is I think very esoteric. So, yeah, I'm glad you like it so much. Are you just going to sit there and do nothing? What is wrong with you? I know, but what? Okay, so you want to hear the next song? Do you want to hear the next song? Do you want to hear the next song? Do you want to hear the next song? I'm just going to do the show with my eyes closed. Do you want to hear the next song? Is that a yes, a no? Okay. So I guess the next song is Rage in the Cage.
That song is awesome too.
Yeah, it is. That's, I think on this album, that's the best song I like.
They're all good. This is a good album. This is their 10th studio album.
Was it their 10th? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that just the energy on that and the horns, the harmonica.
I just like the different sounds that they got out of that.
A whole bunch of different sounds.
Yeah. You know, and they were all, I don't want to say classic, but very
accomplished musicians.
Well, yeah, very accomplished. And like I say, I like Jay Giles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the Jay Giles band.
You can say Jay Giles. I call him Jay Giles. I would say Jay Giles.
But this would be one of the albums that it was like all the songs that made the top end, you know, one and two and stuff, were like, yeah, okay. But that song is full of energy. It's full of uniquely crafted sounds.
Like I said, and if it's a hit, you don't like it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. And for me, comes out in 81. I'm 18.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. I think all I've ever heard of Jay Giles is Love Stinks. Right. So I know nothing about Jay Giles. And so this gets played. I'm like, oh, this is cool.
It was.
It's the genres it was listed under. Blues rock.
Really? Okay.
New wave and pop rock.
Wow.
I was like, oh. Because that was kind of, that song is kind of almost like punkish scat ska
progressive punk.
Yeah, so when I heard that one, it was this is cool too. The whole thing, this whole album was something. Okay, I bought it for Centerfold.
Got it.
Because that song came out. Oh, I like that song.
See, I didn't care for that song
because it was a hit. You would have liked it if it wasn't a hit. If you had heard it, you would have said, "This is a great song." But
no,
yeah, this is your MO for this whole journey.
I don't.
Every
care.
Time something's popular. You just I don't like Sweet Home Alabama. That's all they play.
Well,
okay. That's like me saying I don't like We Will Rock You because they played it
too much.
Or the Bohemian Rhapsody. I don't like it. They play it. No, I still like the song because it sounds good and it's. I'm a fan of the music. You aren't a fan of Lynyrd Skynyrd. I'm gonna say. Because they play something popular, you're not a fan. Oh, they play. People know this. I can't like them now. Oh, I can't like that song because people like it. I can't. Your nose is so far up in the air. I wish I was sitting right above your face and you could just drive it up my asshole. Because you're a dick. I think that message was to you. So anyway. Enough of my rants. If you don't like this music, you know, you can leave the room. And I'm not going to help you.
Okay.
Bye.
Later.
Say goodnight, Blob.
Goodnight, Blob.
Oh, wait, there's three songs left. Yeah, that thing, that song just... You probably don't even hear that in there, because... You're too busy thinking, this song sucks. They're sellouts. They became popular. You're a dick. I'm surprised we've lasted this long. What is this, episode 144? Man, I long for the days of Mahavishnu. Well, it's not 145 because I'm even. I said 144. Are you deaf? 1, 4, 4. 1, 4, 6. Okay, whatever. Is this episode 146? Are you certain? You know, you look like an alien right now. I'm looking at your head with those headphones on. No, not like that. Just... No, you look like you should be from
12 Monkeys. Like some dude that's doing, hey, yeah, I'm the guy that's going to help send him back. I'm the pilot. Not the TV show, the movie. So, anyway, that was Rage in the Cage. It's like that horn playing the whole time. The guitar was awesome. The harmonica. Anyway, so the next song is Centerfold, which we know you don't like because it was popular. Listen to the song. That song's a good song. Got good lyrics. Got great guitar. There's like some subtle strings in there. Subtle notes that I guess you're not listening to. But this was obviously a hit, so you don't really like it. Which I don't understand. If a song's popular, why you don't like it? What makes it so, I don't know the word, anathema,
why is it such an aversion to you to enjoy a song that's popular? Are you not going to talk? You're not in the room. What do you mean you're not in the room? I'm looking at you right now. So seriously, what is your aversion to songs that are popular?
I don't know. I mean, other than it just gets played so much that it's like,
okay, when's the last time you heard that song?
Oh, well.
No, no, no. When's the last time you heard that song?
20 years ago.
So you haven't heard it once in 20 years and you're calling it played too much?
Back in the day.
It was popular. It's not played, you haven't heard it in 20 years.
Right.
So that 20, it put such a...
No.
Stink in your mouth that
you're reading this totally wrong.
You just said you don't like it. I don't care for the song.
I didn't care
for that song. Well, I don't even know. You haven't said anything.
I wasn't. You know, it wasn't one of those songs where, oh yeah. No, Rage in the Cage, I liked.
You've never heard that till now.
Yeah, I have.
No, I don't believe you.
Okay.
Because why would you buy an album that had Centerfold and Freeze Frame on it, two popular songs? There's no way you would buy that album because it had those hit songs. So did you buy an album with those songs taken off?
Yeah, I took them off.
You wouldn't have bought the album. I guarantee you, if Centerfold comes out, you're not going to buy the album because... I don't like this song. I'm not going to buy the album. This song's overplayed. I'm not going to buy the album because then I'll have to listen to it again. You would not buy the album, I guarantee you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I may have given it to you, but you didn't buy it. Are you telling me you bought the album?
I know I did.
For what? For what song? Because you hadn't heard any of the other songs on the album.
Buddy of mine had it, and I heard that.
You're lying.
Okay.
You know what? This is...
That's fine.
You're ruining the veracity of our show.
We have veracity?
We did. I guess now we're half veracity.
Yeah. That I liked.
Yeah. I'm the half veracity.
Yeah.
You're the acidity. I'm veracity.
I'm just ass.
So, yeah. So your buddy was playing... So your buddy bought it because he likes Centerfold?
Yeah.
And you said, oh, that song stinks. Oh, you know what? Freeze Frame, now that's horrible. It's played. Oh, I like this song. So just play that song for me only, buddy.
Freeze Frame was okay.
Why'd you buy the album? A buddy of yours had it?
Well, yeah, he had it. And we listened to it, and it wasn't detestable. I was like, all right, we're good.
You're a jackass.
Yeah, but I've known that for a long time, so have you.
Yeah, but you're making me learn new ways of your jackassisms. Jackassity.
Oh, I have.
I'm going to call you. That's what... I'm King Cow, and this is my co-host, Jack Cassidy. I'm going to call you Jackassity. Jack Cassidy.
Jackassity.
Jack Cassidy.
Jack, take it in the assity.
That's what your name is.
Okay.
Hey, you know what?
We're good.
If the dildo fits, take it.
They all fit.
You're a dick. That's all I can say. It's you're a dick.
I told you.
What'd you tell me?
Apparently, no.
That's all I heard. Well, yeah, speak up.
Speak up?
Speak into the mic.
Okay, I'm speaking up.
Talk into the mic.
Talk into the microphone.
Oh, finally, people are going to... Oh, you finally showed up.
Yeah, I finally showed up, huh? There I am. You didn't hear what I said, I guess. So I said, I like Jay Giles.
Until he had a hit album.
That's where you're wrong. I don't detest it because he has a hit album or he has a hit song or two or three or five or... Those weren't my favorite songs of his. That's all. But you seem to think that I don't like Jay Giles. Why would that be? Oh, okay. We're trying to play Silent Night, apparently, or something.
Yeah, well, you started it, like a little girl. A little child. Sorry, all you girls out there.
Yeah, really. How racist.
No, I think that would be called sexist.
No, racist.
Did I say what race the girls were?
Wow.
You're the one that brought that up.
Okay. So we've been trying to have a silent out.
How racist.
Yeah, it's racist to be silent. Yeah,
well, okay, here's the next song. I'm not even telling you the name because you probably know it so well.
Yeah, sure.
I overheard, now my heart feels a pain.
And the name of that song was Do You Remember When It Was Fun to Do This Podcast with Your Friend? Well, it was Do You Remember When, but all the rest I added, and it fit in.
Okay.
Dude, you've sucked the joy out of probably mine and every listener's. Every song that, oh, I like this. But that Blob character, just he picks crap and he listens to, like, crap. So, you suck the joy out of this show for me. Yeah, you are like, just, it's like
a huge vacuum.
Yeah, Hoover.
Yeah. I know, I prefer to be called Tyson.
Okay, whatever. Because you're small. No, I'm going to call you Kirby. I'm going to call you Kirby.
All right.
So, Kirby Q Blob. Spit it out. Nice.
Did you
listen to that song?
Yeah, I did.
And what do you have to say?
You know, the arrangements that they put together.
That's typical Jay Giles.
Yeah.
That's what you get with Jay Giles. Nice arranged songs, harmonies, horns, a lot of layers of different sounds.
Got it.
That's what you get with Jay Giles.
It sounded good. What are you talking about? I said from the beginning I like Jay Giles.
You can say it till the cows come home.
And you do not believe me.
No, I believe you. You say you like Lynyrd Skynyrd.
But if there's a song that's popular,
you don't like him. You don't like that song.
Not every song.
Sweet Home Alabama. I don't like that song. Oh, it's overplayed.
Yeah.
But people can say that's a good song, except for you, because it's overplayed. So if a song's overplayed, it's not good anymore.
I never said that.
Why don't you like Sweet Home Alabama?
Because it's been overplayed.
So it's not good anymore. It's overplayed.
I never said it. I rest my case. I didn't say it wasn't good anymore.
I don't like that song. You said I don't like that
song.
There's
a lot of songs I don't like.
That's overplayed.
Some.
If a song's popular...
Stairway to Heaven, I don't care for.
Why? It's overplayed.
Yeah.
And that's... Unfortunately, you got stuck with your wife listening to that song. That's your first son was consummated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, you suck the life out of everyone. You think you're funny. You think you're so cool.
I'm just having fun watching you try to deal with it.
Yeah, well, you know what? Send your resumes to vinylrhetoric@gmail.com.
Yeah.
I'm looking for someone that will at least listen to music and say, I don't like this, it's popular. I want something different. I want someone that enjoys music for music's sake, not...
Yeah.
I made you, I can destroy you.
Better hurry up.
To destroy you?
Hmm.
Yeah, I better hurry up.
Get a new partner.
What do you mean? I'm in no hurry.
Okay.
You know what? The show, this very possibly could be our last show.
You never know.
I think this is what kills me. I'm telling him, and he's just laughing like this is the funniest thing he's ever heard in his life. And I'm like, if I was pantsless right now, I'd be peeing on you. I mean, I would be marking my territory. I get excited about, I really like this. If I really like it, you go out of your way not to like it. Whether you like it or not.
Not true.
True. Okay. Need I go down the line?
Yeah.
Okay, I better get on this. Let's see.
Stick.
Thompson Twins. Let's see. I don't even know what I'm rattled right now. I'm rattled. I don't even know how I can last this long. Where do I find this? I'm stuck. Where is it? Oh, here we go. Let's see. No, because everything I've been playing lately, you have liked, so I got to go back to here. I got to go to, yeah. No, not that. Oh, I got to go further back. Let's see. Well, there's one right there. Kiss, Dressed to Kill. C.W. McCall. Rick Springfield. Well, you liked Howard Jones. Michael Jackson, you didn't like. See, oh, he's all right. He's yeah, that one. No. That one, yeah. Well, maybe there's more you like than I thought. I didn't like that one that I did, The Alarm. So I'll give you that. Y&T. Yeah, listen to Y&T and his love of Y&T. Let's see. Paul McCartney and the Wings. I'm a bluebird. Village People was okay. Stray Cats. You really like that, shockingly. Rocky Horror Picture Show. You dressed up for that one, so I'll give you credit. Good old Vic Trigger. That wasn't mine, though. I love that Vic Trigger. That's an awesome one. Somebody listened to it the other day, I saw.
Oh, really?
Yeah, two times. New Daz Band. I got to give that one to you.
Yeah.
I got to give that.
But you're certainly giving me a whole lot for somebody who's now saying,
yeah, I guess it's
well,
not,
you don't like anything.
I guess it's not as bad as I thought.
Yeah.
But I because I'm honest, I looked and I'm saying, yes, it's not as bad as I thought.
I was mistaken about
that. No,
Bob.
I wasn't mistaken because there's plenty you don't like. Well, Y&T you should have loved. I don't care. You
should have loved Fishbone.
I got fishboned by you. It's yeah. Whatever. Go to hell.
I said from the beginning, I liked Jake Isles. I didn't like all the songs, especially the ones.
Did you like the Jake Isles band, or did you just like Jake Isles?
I just like Jake Isles.
I know. That's what I figured. You like him as a person?
I enjoyed.
You probably killed him.
It's possible.
You know he's dead, right? Did you know that?
He passed away
last year.
Did he really?
Yeah, he passed away before we started doing the show, I believe.
Oh, I didn't
which
know
sucked
that.
Because then I could have played it then.
And... So then I feel so bad.
No, you don't. Okay, if you want to feel how bad he is, go to Peter Tork. Go to Captain Daryl Dragon.
Daryl Dragon.
Yeah, go to those and see how bad he feels about someone passing. Yeah, just for all you listening for the first time. Listen to that passing show with Peter Tork.
Yeah.
Recorded the day he passed.
Which is funny because... No, I'm not going there.
Wait, it was funny. You know, which is funny. He passed. Which is funny. That's what he just said. You heard that. This is what I work with. I'm trying to enlighten and you're trying to frighten.
All I know is that you're trying to be professional.
One of us is.
I said you.
One of us is. I know, and I said one of us is.
Yeah.
I didn't say who. I just said one of us is. So you ready to hear the last song?
Sure.
Insane again.
Jake Isles Band, for your enjoyment.
Let me know when you're done.
Mercy on the up a few directions. They whisper in my ears. Circle stares around me, tripping all forgotten tears. Nothing done at automotive, proving they were smart. Every pack of traces be another kind of chart. Carl, he says that all the meaning is a twist. My pulse is beating quickly, you can feel it on my wrist. And as it goes sideways, and the words remain depend. All that I can check out, I'm saying it's late again. Relax, relax. Relax,
song.
Yeah, because it wasn't a hit. Got it. I know your MO, Dicko. And why? Why did you like that song? Besides that it wasn't played a lot on the radio.
Well, that's what I thought of. I thought his music was more, you know, the band, the way they produced their songs was very experimental, very very tight, very...
This whole side has been like that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not discounting that.
Well, except for Freeze Frame and Centerfold. Every other song has been like that.
No, they've all been arranged really well.
No, that's not what you're saying. Okay, now you're changing your story.
Oh, okay.
I'm going home.
See ya.
I'm taking my ball.
He's going home.
Yeah, okay. Balls. I'm taking both. Both balls.
Are you really?
Yeah. I'm not leaving any this time.
Okay.
And then I'm telling your wife.
Okay.
I'm going to tell her what she's probably heard a lot before. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sure she has.
I'm sorry. Sorry you're married to him.
A lot of people have said that to me.
I don't know how you lasted.
Most people can't understand how we're together.
That's a lot of people have been saying that to me about you. They don't know how we're together.
Yeah.
I don't know either.
Yeah, it's a mystery of the universe.
I don't care if you have a menstrual universe or not.
I have a menstrual cycle.
Yeah, you can have that cycle. You ride it all you want.
I will.
It's not a unicycle. So you know.
It's not uni?
No.
Okay.
Dude, that's... Did you even listen to any of those songs?
Yes.
Which ones?
Centerfold and Freeze Frame.
Lying piece of crap. I would have been happier if you said 2, 4, and 5.
No, I liked 2, 4, and 5.
Oh, but you didn't listen to them?
No, I did listen to them. I thought they were better songs, that's all.
You didn't talk about any of them. You've talked about nothing. Except your menstrual cycle. Because
you started out with...
No, I did not start out with "You Hate Jay Giles."
No, I started out with
"You Hate Jay Giles."
I like Jay Giles.
The band or the man?
The band.
So you like the Jay Giles band?
I do.
That's what started this off, because I said they're not Jay. No, it's not Jay Giles, and you made a face like what? And I said no, it's the Jay Giles band, and that's what set you off. And ever you can't. You can say no, but everything went downhill from that moment because your face was like, dick. It's like that text I got. I mean, the message.
See how accurate that was?
Well, but that one had both our names on it, not just mine.
Oh.
It said King Cow and Blob.
No, I'm being included?
Well, I'm including you. Maybe it didn't say it, but I think it should have.
Except,
like I said. If I am excited about playing some song or album, you get great. I mean, I'm sure you're over there, like, doing something. Yep, just like that. Saying, I'm going to screw him. I don't care what. Yeah, I don't like this. You know what's going to happen? The next show we do, you're going to say, oh, by the way, I love that album. I couldn't admit to it on that show. And most people are probably going to say, I don't want to listen to it again if he's going to be that way. I would do, all you people that do that, I agree. I'm with you.
Everybody should.
I'm in solidarity with you. I'm in solidarity with the listeners. My hand is up. My fist is raised. My people.
Go get him, Che Guevara.
I'm not going to kill them. My people, I'm with you. Let my people go.
Let my people go.
Let my people go.
Go.
Man.
Go.
So, anyway, that was Freeze Frame by Jay Giles, and thank you for ruining yet another one of my experiences.
That was no intent, dude.
The fact that you get so much pleasure out of that is starting to bug me.
I feared it did.
I thought we were friends, but I'm learning that once the mics go on, our friendship goes out the window.
Okay.
Not for me, for you. For you, the devil.
If that's the way you saw it, then that's the way you saw it.
Once I corrected you on Jay Giles, and I was just making a joke that I thought, oh, I'll inject a little humor into the show for once.
Jay Giles.
Band.
Yeah.
And you said, your looks, I mean, if you had daggers in your eyeballs, I would have been dead. You just shot them out at me. Like that. I'm doing my fingers in like coming out of my eyeballs.
He's like arrowing me.
I'm tired. That tired me out. Shooting eyeballs. Shooting arrows out of my eyeballs.
Yeah, that was
strenuous.
I caught one right here on my temple. Yeah.
Well, I got one thing to say.
What's that?
What do you have? You were about to speak. Go ahead. I'll wait.
I was going to say, man, I'm really glad you brought this album because I like Jay Giles Band.
The Jay Giles Band.
Nice.
I guess you don't even listen to me when I tell you, when I correct you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know me. I don't like listening.
I'm going to go home and cry. I'm going to break my record in two. No, I'm not. I can't do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Because I like it. I don't care what you... I don't care if you don't like it.
I said I liked it.
You didn't make me believe it. Make me believe it.
Okay, give me a second. Free Frame was a catchy tune.
Really? Do you like? Oh, you did.
Rage in the Cage, I thought, was a better song.
Okay, I
liked two, four. I liked 2, 4, and 5 off this side.
Rage in the Cage is a good song.
It's a really good song. It's, like I said,
Insane Again is a good song. This whole side is a nice. Just because a song's popular doesn't mean it's bad.
But if I don't like it like that because it's too popular, that's on me.
But I kept telling you that, you denied it the whole show, and now you're saying you're a dick. You make me argue with you for the stupidest reasons. All I want to do is... God, I just want to strangle you now. All you had to do was say that. I would have been happy. Because I knew that was the real reason. God. You totally just like, screw me. You're going to have to adjust these volume sound levels. Because I'm... This is the... Your wife's probably going, what are they doing in there? Is he beating my husband? I wish. Give me a stick. Oh. That's all I wanted you to... That's all I wanted to hear. Now I'm going to go home and cry myself to sleep.
Tell me, what did you want to hear?
The truth! What you said! Because you didn't make...
And what did I say?
I forgot, but it was good.
Great!
You'll have to tell me again later.
I'm going
to
argue about something I forgot about.
Well, I forgot what you said because it was so long ago. And My blood pressure rose and it squirted out of my brain. So I don't. It was something about, I don't like songs that are popular, and that's on me. Something to that effect. That's all I wanted. I wanted the truth from you. This would have been a much better show for me. I don't care about. I like to be happy. I want to be happy when we. I really do. All I want is. I want you to make me happy. I want you to help me to be happy. And then, I mean, all you had to do, you said that 27, 29, 30 minutes ago.
It would have been okay.
You stressed me out. You're laughing at it.
Yes.
My head hurts. You got anything else?
Nothing I care to share.
Thank you.
No, I don't.
Say goodnight, Blob.
Goodnight, Blob.
Bye.
Later.